Reports, Portland Antifa rioters pay homage to man who allegedly shot Trump supporter. By Penny Starr on September 4, 2020. Rioters in Portland, Oregon, mourned the death of Michael Rhino on Thursday night after law enforcement killed the man who allegedly shot Aaron J. Danielson last weekend. Rhino, who identified as 100% Antifa, all but admitted shooting and killing Danielson in an interview with Vice on Thursday. "A lot of people don't understand what Antifa represents," he explained to Vice. "And if you just look at the basic definition of it, it's just anti-fascist, and I am 100% anti-fascist. I'm not a member of Antifa. I'm not a member of anything." He described the shot that killed Danielson as the beginning of a war. Rioters in Portland reportedly paid homage to Rhino after news of his death. Portland police rush out to clear hashtag Antifa rioters at the Kelly Penumbra Police Building, journalist Andy NGO wrote on Twitter. "People there have been mourning the death of Portland Antifa Michael Rhino, who killed Aaron Danielson last weekend. Hashtag Portland Riots. Antifa is mourning Michael Rhino's death in Portland." Ian Miles Jong, managing editor at Human Events, tweeted. "He executed a man in cold blood for supporting Trump, and tried murdering police officers." Oregon Live reported on the development. Michael Forrest Rhino sought on a warrant in the fatal weekend shooting of a man in downtown Portland after a pro-Trump rally, was killed Thursday night in Washington as members of a federal fugitive task force tried to take him into custody. Officers with the U.S. Marshals Service Pacific Northwest Violent Offender Task Force were watching an apartment complex near Lacey where they believed Rhino was hiding out, according to the Marshals Service. Portland police had issued a warrant for Rhino's arrest on a murder charge earlier in the day. Witnesses told the Olympian newspaper that they saw two SUVs pull up and then heard 30 to 50 shots. Two people said they saw Rhino begin to fire when he got out of the car. They said officers returned fire. Rhino died at the scene. Oregon Live reported that four officers discharged their weapons and the encounter will be investigating under a Washington state law that went into effect in January that calls for police from an agency that was not involved to review it. Initial reports indicate the suspect produced a firearm, threatening the lives of law enforcement officers, a Marshals Service spokesperson said in a statement. Task force members responded to the threat and struck the suspect. As Breitbart News reported, Rhino said in the Vice News interview that he no choice but to shoot Danielson, who he claimed, without evidence, that the Trump supporter was threatening a black person. "I'm confident that my friend and I'm sure I would have been killed because I wasn't going to stand there and let something happen," Rhino said in the interview. Rhino was cited for having a loaded gun in public in July at a Portland protest, but that charge was later dropped. He also had other run-ins with the law, including driving while under the influence and endangering another after he was arrested from speeding with his 11-year-old daughter in the car where drugs and an illegal gun were found, according to Oregon Live. Meanwhile, the Oregon Police Bureau reported on the continuing violence in the city on Thursday that has occurred nightly for more than 3 months. A mass gathering blocked East Burnside Street for several hours. People associated with the gathering threw projectiles towards the Penumbra Kelly building and officers. Some targeted arrests were made and support vehicles used to block vehicular traffic were cited slash and or towed. At 9:35 p.m., the group was told over loudspeaker to remain off the property of the Kelly building. If the group did not remain off the property, they would be trespassing and subject to arrest. This included all members of the press. Some group members came onto the property, while others threw projectiles such as rocks and plastic water bottles towards the Kelly building from the street. Group members continued to throw projectiles, some of which hit vehicles parked in the Kelly building parking lot. Others were seen spray painting the west side of the Kelly building. Police said two arrests were made. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter. Photo, file.